Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. This is your guy, Logan Cruz, here with another daily dose of wisdom to help you navigate this crazy thing called life. Today's topic, it's a big one, embracing self-compassion and forgiveness. Ever feel like you're constantly beating yourself up over mistakes? You know that feeling when you trip and instead of dusting yourself off, you start berating yourself for being clumsy? Well, I'm here to tell you it's time to ditch the inner critic and embrace a little kindness, both towards ourselves and others. Because let's be real, life is tough. We all mess up. It's part of being human. But dwelling on those mistakes, holding on to anger and resentment, that's where we really start hurting ourselves. Self-compassion isn't about excusing bad behavior or ignoring accountability, it's about recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, learning from them, and moving forward with grace. Think of it like this. Imagine a friend comes to you after a tough day, feeling beat up and discouraged. What do you say? You wouldn't berate them for their struggles, right? You'd offer a listening ear, a warm embrace, and maybe even some words of encouragement. So why are we so quick to dish out harsh judgment to ourselves when we stumble? Here are 5 key takeaways to help us cultivate that self-compassion. 1. Practice mindfulness. Take a step back from your thoughts and emotions. Observe them without judgment. When those negative self-talk spirals start, just acknowledge them and gently guide your attention elsewhere. Think of it like training your brain with practice. You can redirect those thought patterns towards more positive and constructive ones. 2. Treat yourself like a good friend. Would you tell a close friend they are worthless after a setback? Of course not. We deserve the same kindness and understanding we offer to others. So next time you slip up, be your own cheerleader. Remind yourself that you're worthy of love and support, even when you make mistakes. 3. Focus on progress, not perfection. Let's be honest, striving for perfection is a recipe for disaster. We're all works in progress, learning and evolving every day. Celebrate the small victories, acknowledge the challenges, and remember that growth isn't always linear. 4. Practice forgiveness. This one is huge. Holding onto grudges, whether towards ourselves or others, only hurts us in the long run. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning bad behavior, it means releasing the anger and resentment that weighs us down. It's a gift you give yourself, allowing you to move forward with lightness and peace. 5. Remember your worth. You are valuable, unique, and deserving of love and happiness. Repeat this mantra whenever self-doubt creeps in. Your inherent worth isn't tied to achievements or external validation, it's simply a part of who you are. Now, picture this. You're presenting at work, and despite weeks of preparation, your mind goes blank mid-presentation. Suddenly, your heart is racing, your palms are sweating, and you feel like everyone is judging your every stumble. That feeling of panic, that urge to berate yourself for messing up, that's where self-compassion comes in. Take a deep breath, acknowledge the anxiety, and remind yourself that it's okay to make mistakes. Everyone experiences these moments, even the most confident speakers. Instead of letting fear take over, channel your energy into recovering gracefully. Focus on connecting with your audience, offering genuine value, and owning those missteps as learning opportunities. Remember, it's not about perfection, it's about showing up authentically and growing from the experience. So, there you have it, 5 powerful ways to embrace self-compassion and forgiveness. It's a journey, not a destination. But every step towards kindness and understanding brings you closer to a more balanced and fulfilling life. Remember, be kind to yourselves, folks. Celebrate your wins, learn from your stumbles, and never underestimate the power of a little self-love. Now go out there and rock your day. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a dose of self-compassion. You can also leave us a review, it helps others find the podcast and join our amazing community. See you tomorrow for another daily dose of wisdom.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.